Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations to all you jazz fans all over the world. Today we have what might be called a tenor panorama. Seven great saxophonists whose styles of expressing themselves on the tenor sax are as different and contrasted as the variety of opinions at a political debate in a democracy. To start things off, here's the pioneer of the tenor sax, Coleman Hawkins, who first popularized this instrument in jazz almost 30 years ago. We recorded him the other night with Roy Eldridge. Coleman and Roy are backed here by Horace Silver, piano, Art Blakey, drums, and Curly Russell, bass, in a Hawkins original called Disorder at the Border.
Gentlemen.
Thank you.
now, from the 48-year-old veteran of the tenor, Coleman Hawkins, we turn to the 25-year-old king of the new era in tenor saxophone styles, Stan Getz. His tone is softer, his style perhaps subtler and more venturesome in its melodic lines. Like most of the numbers on today's program, this was recorded at Birdland, the modern jazz nightclub in New York City. One evening, while Stan was working there, we asked him to play the perennial How High the Moon. And here's how it sounded with Jimmy Rainey taking the guitar solo and Duke Jordan the piano. Recently on this program, you heard the new Woody Herman Band, featuring no less than three outstanding young tenor saxophone soloists. Well, the most prominently featured of these three is Arno Marsh, and we'd like to introduce him now in a special arrangement written for him by Ralph Burns of the 16-year-old English composition that's long been a favorite among American jazz men, These Foolish Things. Thank you. Our next tenor sax star is the band who's known as a human dynamo, Illinois Jacket. He can create tremendous excitement with the way he contorts his short, stocky little figure and jumps up and down on the stage, creating weird freak note effects. But he's just as talented when the occasion calls for a quiet, relaxed number, featuring him with a fine eight-piece band that's backed him up for several years. Here they are now, playing a number Jacket made famous. Ella Fitzgerald once did it under the title Don't You Go Away Mad, but it's best known as Black Velvet, composed by Jimmy Mundy. I remember reading the statement of the Moscow Izvestia that what they call American aggression in the realm of the arts is supposed to be meeting opposition from progressive forces, and that according to Izvestia, quote, even in a country like Sweden, protests can be heard against the arrogant invasion of vulgar American ditties and convulsive boogie-woogie, unquote. Well, Sweden has a very odd way of protesting, because Count Basie's entire band has been invited to do a concert tour of Scandinavia during the coming season, and Swedish jazz fans will welcome the invasion of such talents as the new Count Basie tenor sax star, Paul Quinichette, who is featured along with Count Basie at the Hammond organ on this next number, I'll Always Be in Love with You. Basie's new band has another fine tenor sax man, Eddie Davis, who is known by the nickname of Lockjaw Davis. You'll hear him, as well as Joe Newman, who is a first-class trumpet man, on this next number entitled simply, Bread. While Count Basie was at Birdland, where we recorded those last two numbers, the alternating band was a small group led by Lester Young. But Lester was so happy to be around his old boss that he often sat in with the Basie band to recreate some of the numbers they made famous years ago. So here is how Lester sounded, reunited with Count Basie in 1952, playing something they first did together in 1938, Jumping at the Woodside. Well, I hope you got as big a kick as I did out of hearing the broad range of tenor sax styles that made up today's session on Jazz Club USA. You heard, in order, Coleman Hawkins, Stan Getz, Arno Marsh of the Woody Herman Band, Illinois Jacket, and then the Count Basie Band in three numbers featuring, respectively, Paul Quinichette, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and, of course, the man they call the president of the tenor saxophonists, Lester Young. Time now to remind you that we're looking forward to hearing from you. We welcome your comments and suggestions for future sessions on this program in which we try to bring you the best in American jazz. Just drop a line to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. Now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week and reminding you that the freedom to listen to music includes the freedom to listen to jazz.
feature presentation of The Voice of America.